As you listen to God's servant Tayo Ladejo, may the vision of the finish and of God's high calling for the church be further increased in your heart to inspire accurate lifestyle and orchestrate the outbreak of the Spirit of God in the earth. Be blessed in Jesus' name.
We wrestle not against flesh. If I'm right, the word wrestle there is taken from the Greek word palei, which means we do not engage in combat. We do not engage in contest against flesh and blood. So when your colleague becomes your targeted adversary, you have lost the battle. Now, losing the battle doesn't mean we have lost the war. You get what I'm saying? You've lost the battle. As a matter of fact, one of the tactics of the enemy is distraction. Using people. Because your mother-in-law insulted you, in some cases, put your head straight. You get what I'm saying? You know, there's a way the devil has done things. If your mom tells you off, you don't take offense. Then your mother-in-law tells you off. You say, I'm so disappointed in you. Look at your living room. There's so much confusion in there. You're a woman. Now, the woman is talking to you like a daughter that you are supposed to be. And then you begin to say that, I can't stand that wish. May God forgive you in Jesus' name. So let's not deceive ourselves. The people who appear to be in opposition against us, the people who offend us, are not our adversary. They are not the target point of our warfare. You get what I'm saying? The people in your village, if the people in your village are the target point, you have lost the battle. Your neighbor, as a matter of fact, not even your wicked neighbor. I'm talking about the neighbor that is about to poison you. The moment that individual becomes the target point, you have lost the battle. No human being should be the target point of our warfare. I'm not in any way opposed to the fact that the devil is capable of using people. If the devil does not use people, isn't he the God of this world? If the natural and carnal mind are under his control, what do you expect if you were the devil? You will use people. The devil uses people. But you, in approaching the devil in spiritual warfare, when attention is shifted, Satan is smart. He has succeeded in shifting attention away from the activities of darkness and the operation of the evil one. He has made the people around us our target point, the neighbor. Human beings are not the target point of our warfare. There's a doctrine in the church today where we pray against household enemies. There was a woman, wonderful woman. She's like she's like a mother figure to me. She looks up to me, and I respect her a lot. We've been in a relationship for decades. So she told me something. Oh, she traveled away from Ikoyi to somewhere on the mainland for a meeting. What asked me what time the meeting held. It was in the morning. The meeting is about 9 a.m. on Monday morning. I asked how many people were there. Ah! He said, about 150,000 on Monday morning. So what's the purpose of the meeting? I said, we pray. Why do you pray? I said, the body of Christ needs a lot of prayer. We need prayer for revival. We need prayer for God to awaken. I said, that's not the kind of prayer we pray there. I said, what kind of prayer do you pray there? Every stubborn enemies and stubborn battles and the awesome spirits and the witches and witchcraft. I know, I was just pulling a leg. That's a prayer that will bring 150,000 people on a Monday morning. Those are the kind of ministries and emphasis that thrive in our situation, in our society, and in the body of Christ. And all that nonsense is changing. Amen. Praise God. God is awakening the church back to our place of responsibility. And it is a truth that will do it. It's a truth that will make us free. Praise the Lord.
Thank you for listening to this timely word of the Lord.